I see that to be wrong about your name.
Almost perfect pronunciation.
Thank you. Thank you.
Madam Secretary, Madam Deputy High Commissioner, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, I'm delighted to be here today to open this annual conference on behalf of the Human Rights Council. We gather here to commemorate the 30th anniversary of the endorsement of the Paris Principles. I would like to therefore take a moment to recognize and celebrate the important role of the national human rights institutions in the promotion and protection of human rights around the world. Over the past 30 years, the Paris Principles have become widely recognized as the international standards for the establishment and functioning of the national human rights institutions. The Human Rights Council highly values the work and long-standing contribution of the national institutions, and Council regards them as a key partner in its effort to promote and protect human rights globally. Since its establishment in 2006, the Council has adopted several resolutions recognizing both the importance of establishing Paris Principles compliant NHRIs and most importantly, their work in improving the human rights situations in countries. These resolutions acknowledge the work of the national institutions and call on relevant parts of the UN to strengthen the independent participation of national human rights institutions compliant with the Paris Principles. To be more specific, the Resolution 5/1 of the Human Rights Council, adopted already in 2007, grants speaking rights to A-status institutions at the Council, allowing them to participate in the work and meetings of the Council and to make statements and interventions before it. This way, national institutions can provide first-hand information on the human rights situation in their respective countries. This is how institutions contribute to the Council. And they also enhance the work of the Council by bringing diverse voices and perspectives to the table. The Council really appreciates the role that the national institutions play in following up on UN member states' implementation of recommendations from the Universal Periodic Review or in general from the Council. This is essential. Without translating Council's recommendations into real outcomes on the ground, our work would be useless. I'm glad to note that the national institutions, with the support of the OHCHR and GANDRI, are actively contributing to the ongoing 52nd session of the Council. Your contributions are a testament on how national human rights institutions are bridging the gap between national and international human rights protection systems. I would like to also highlight that the Council, through its working group on the Universal Periodic Review, has made numerous recommendations to the state parties to establish and strengthen national institutions in compliance with Paris Principles. Ladies and gentlemen, as we celebrate the 30th anniversary of the Paris Principles, national institutions still continue to face numerous challenges. In many parts of the world, national human rights institutions, their members and staff face intimidation, threats, reprisals from the state and non-state actors. This may take various forms, including, but not limited to, unjustifiable budgetary cuts, intimidation, harassment, arbitrary arrests, and even killing. The Council has affirmed its commitment to support the national human rights institutions and their broad mandates, and will continue to advocate for the protection of national institutions from any form of reprisal or intimidation. To conclude, on the occasion of the 30th anniversary of the Paris Principles, I would like to reiterate once again the Council's support to the national human rights institutions. To address today's complex challenges, we need everyone to be actively involved, and the national human rights institutions' role is most welcomed and appreciated. I thank you.